There's some local boys who are winning. Any suggestions? Lockheed Martin. Yeah. Lockheed Martin. They're picking up the patriotic spirit of the war on terror. They have a weapon which is going to protect us from Osama, called the V-class, Virginia-class submarine, which was originally designed. It's a big mother, designed to hunt Soviet submarines. Now, of course, there aren't any Soviet submarines, which shows you how effective it is. They can still hunt them, but they have reconfigured. I called Lockheed and asked them, well, what are we building this weapon for? And they said, well, it's being reconfigured for the new type of war, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, war on terror. And I showed them a map of Afghanistan, which is landlocked. But Iraq, they had me there, has a little beach at the end. Have you ever noticed? And they said, see, they can use the boat to land commandos on the beach, you know, to get those nests of terrorists. And I said, wow. I said the Israelis who have a smaller budget use canoes, but I mean the bigger issue is like this sucker is like twice as big as Whitehall, right? And so I said, so how do you sneak it up to the beach? And they said, Mr. Pallast, don't be ridiculous. We don't sneak it up to the beach. We reconfigure the torpedoes. We put 9 Marines in the torpedoes and shoot them to the beach. $1.5 billion a boat. And our president thought this was so neat. He's ordered 3 dozen. Congratulations, Georgia. Who else is winning our various wars? Any other local celebs? Local cash registers being rung? Forbes magazine, you're not reading Forbes, I can tell that, because Forbes magazine says, we don't know who's losing the war on terror. But we know who's winning. A company called Choice Point, Inc. of Atlanta. Who are these guys, right? Well, to give you an idea of what they have won, and how they're winning the war on terror, on the very day that the administration announced that there was no money to pay for medical care for pregnant women on Medicaid, ended that program. Same day they announced $1 billion more for the FBI's DNA database. It's called CODIS. It's kind of like this vampire bank that they have. They want your blood. And $1 billion for that. And who's the number one contractor? Choice Point. So they're doing well. That's just the beginning. They're doing airport profiling and immigration intake, data mining. They are facing prosecution right now by the government of Mexico for mining the millions of data records of Mexican citizens, where they think that that's kind of creepy, if not illegal, right? It was illegal, by the way, until the USA Patriot Act. So these patriots are really cashing in. See, they used to need a warrant to search through your private records. Now, Choice Point will be able to sell that stuff to John Poindexter. But why Choice Point? What makes them so special? Where'd these guys come from? Well, to do that, I actually want to take you back to the November 2000 election. I know what you're saying. Catherine Harris told you to move on, right? But we really, to find out why Choice Point is winning the war on terror, we have to find out what was happening back in November 2000.